Well, guess what? Now we know. A substantial number of them are based in the Middle East, Pakistan in particular. They're not MAGA or America First. They're cosplaying as America First in order to discredit MAGA and make money. As conservative journalist Joel Pollack points out, this is an extensive foreign interference campaign intended to drive a wedge within the MAGA movement to the benefit of hostile foreign Islamic regimes. And conservative pundit Matt Walsh notes on X, tons of commentary on divisive American culture war issues is coming from foreigners whose opinions on international U.S. policy can be safely ignored. End quote. Now, to be clear, it's not just these faux right-wing pro-Fuentes Graper accounts getting exposed. X accounts promoting the grievances of various ethnic groups have also been exposed as false. There's plenty of pro-Native American advocacy that's been exposed as originating from Bangladesh, for instance. And it's also the case that some X accounts purporting to be from dying or starving Palestinian children in Gaza actually originates in India or Qatar or North Africa. Now, that does not mean there are no dying children in Gaza, to be clear. It does mean that what we've seen and consumed on X is, in some cases, a form of manipulation. The question you might be asking yourself is, why? Well, the answer is self-apparent. It's because they want America to fail. They want us to weaken. They want us to descend into infighting. They want us to start pointing fingers and scream in each other's faces. They want us to fall behind.